one of those products that I heard earlier today that one of you guys talked about, one of these magnetic cables. Can you talk a little bit about those?
It's sold by the Harbo company. I'm sure you can get them other places too, but they sell it. It's a cable. It's got a nice sheath on it. One end is a regular USB connector, and the other end is a magnet. And the cable comes with either a lightning attachment or a USB micro connector, and it just attaches to this other end of the cable. So you can have either end on the cable, and it's very easy to take on and off. And so you can have one cable that does multiple duty. You can either plug it into your iPhone or plug it into another device that uses a micro USB.
So it doesn't come with either one or the other, it comes with both.
Yeah. It's sold by the Harbold Company, H-A-R, is it H-A-R-B-O-L-T-D?
Harbold, okay.
Yeah.
It might be T.
I think it's H-A-R-B-O-L-T, Harbold Company. The HarboldCompany.com is their website.
I know those have come out, you know, those came out, I don't know, a few months ago, and the Apple Viz folks made a big deal out of it, but then the things that they used as examples, I considered pretty meaningless. Has anybody used shortcuts and sort of found useful things that you can do with the Siri shortcuts?
We're looking at an app for ham radio, and there's a lot of controls that you have to do very quickly in certain circumstances, and you can actually use Siri shortcuts to actually enable that. But that's the only real practical use for that I've found so far. That doesn't mean there's not more.
I've done Siri shortcuts, like if I want to call my sister, I have to go to WhatsApp and open her thing there, and then I just say call PC. So I find that pretty, it's a little thing, but
I set up a shortcut. Not that I can take a very good photo, but every once in a while I try, and I just say, hey, Siri, and then I say cheese, and it takes a picture, and it's one of their standard default shortcuts. That there's a list of shortcuts that are fully, you don't have to set it up. You just choose the say cheese section, and you can do it. So if you needed to take a picture and you didn't want to do any hands-on thing, you could set.
Okay, I do have one question myself. For those of you who use
JAWS OCR, have you been able to use it from the desktop? Meaning if you have a file on the desktop, can you actually OCR it? I've been finding that I have to copy that file into an actual folder, like documents or someplace else like that. Has anybody else tried that?
I mean OCR on a PDF document?
Any document.
Yeah. I'm still running JAWS 28. I haven't put in the latest one yet. And when I open a PDF, it always asks me, do you want to OCR this document?
What I was thinking about is when if you have something on a desktop, you just focus on that. Don't open it and then try doing an OCR.
I'm now going for certification in accessibility through DEC University Online. I'm wondering if anybody here has gone through that class and taken their certification, and can you tell me how it went? Was it successful? Did anybody out there in the workforce really know what that certification meant?
What is it for getting certified for? What specifically is
for it? Testing for Section 508 accessibility for website access, so you can certify like government websites as to whether or not they meet compliance regulations and give feedback to the developing organization about changes they can make to improve the accessibility of their websites to pass Section 508 requirements.
And that might be a good one to put out on the Vibug support list, because I think there's some people elsewhere in the country that read that a little bit further beyond this, just this was in the room today. Yeah.
I will. Yeah. Thank you. My OCR that I'm using is Microsoft Office Document Imager, which has just crashed on me, and we don't know whether or not we can reinstall it. My technician is recommending as a backup system Adobe Acrobat Reader version 8, which is no longer supported, but apparently has an OCR engine built into it. I've not seen it. Anybody know whether or not it might be accessible?
It's probably as accessible as what you were using, but
I was very satisfied with what I had.
What do you use it for? Does it work? Does it read things?
I do a lot of document editing, and it comes into me as PDF, I convert it to TIFF, and then from TIFF I do OCR, put it into Word, and mess with it.
So you're using your vision?
It's all done with speech.
Wow.
But it's not enough for me to simply hear the document. I do have to fiddle with it.
Yeah.
Open book costs a lot of money, but, you know, like JAWS, you could get it in demo mode for free, so you get 15 minutes of open book, which is enough to scan any document. So you could get open book for free.
And you can also use the OCR feature in JAWS, although it doesn't give you a document, but you can paste what it puts out into a document. And it probably destroys the formatting like most of them.
Well, that's okay, because I'm messing with it. I think I will try that.
Somebody mentioned earlier that Freedom is going to a subscription model.
It's an option at this point. You could buy it both with the subscription or without the subscription.
For those of us who are already JAWS users, can we transition to that program in the future so that we can get updates?
Yeah. So if you have a license for, say, JAWS 19 or say JAWS 20, when that license has no more upgrades, then for the next version, what you do is you would purchase the subscription option instead of the upgrade here.
If you have an SMA already, a service maintenance agreement, that's what the SMA stands for, when that runs out, you can still continue with the SMA, and that's cheaper. The subscription is really nice, really, really nice for people who've never had JAWS or you've fallen behind in your JAWS, because it might cost you $300-$400 to update. But if you have an SMA, keep updating the SMAs, because that's $60 a year versus $90 a year.
If you go to a subscription model, can you then go back to SMA?
I don't think so.
But you're out of SMA, you're out.
I'm not sure about that. That's a good question.
I think once you're out, you're out.
You're out. I've got a feeling you're out.
Technically, your license is still there, but you'd be so far out that you'd have to pay a huge sum of money to get back into it.